Welcome to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Today is Friday, July 30th, and happy 74th birthday to Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I'll be back.
I'm Dan Radcliffe, and here are your top stories presented by Credit Union of Georgia. More townhomes could be sprouting up in Marietta. Marietta schools are offering free Pfizer shots to students today. Cobb gives the courts more funding to help clear up a backlog. Near 100-degree temperatures expected for Cobb in Metro Atlanta this week. Cobb County's $500 million budget for the upcoming year was approved. And finally, Marietta is again considering new restrictions on bow hunting deer. You deserve better than your bank. Better service, better rates, better solutions. If you live or work in Cobb County, now is the perfect time to make the switch to the Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Since 1960, Credit Union of Georgia has been providing Northwest Georgia with financial solutions that make sense for your home, business, and family. As a homegrown, not-for-profit cooperative, our members are our mission. Not only will you get the best loan rates, you'll get personalized customer service from people who understand your needs. Plus, Credit Union of Georgia provides real convenience with a network of more than 30,000 accessible ATMs and branch locations across the country. Of course, there's also 5 locations right here in Cobb County. Ready to see how much better your banking can be with Credit Union of Georgia? Become a member today or apply for a loan online by visiting www.cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, the better way to bank. Two townhome developments will face final approval at the August 11th Marietta City Council meeting. Final plats, the last step in the city approval process for new developments, were presented for an 8-townhome development on South Avenue and a 51-townhome development on Powder Spring Street in Tuesday's committee meeting. The South Avenue property was rezoned in 2019 to make way for Inglenook Walk, which will be built on land at 127, 135, and 141 South Avenue, just south of Roswell Street. The developer has already been constructing water, sewer, and stormwater infrastructure and is installing a new private street to access the homes. The final plat was advanced for final approval at the August 11th meeting. Planning and Zoning Manager Shelby Little said the city was awaiting recommendations from Dobbin, so the final plat was advanced to the city's work session next week. Manager Little told the MDJ Wednesday that building height and construction cranes could be possible concerns from Dobbin's, but said the base was working with the city and the developer to sort out any issues ahead of the work session. In other business, traffic calming measures for Tom Reed Drive and Roosevelt Circle advanced to the August 11th meeting. Both streets, as well as some surrounding streets, are set to receive speed tables. Also, a proposal to lower the speed limit on Long Street Drive from 30 miles per hour to 25 miles per hour also advanced and will face a final vote on August 11th. Finally, a proposal to enhance the crosswalk at Waddell Street at the Cobb County Judicial Complex advanced.
Girl, you look good, want you vax that thing up. You's a decent-looking brother, want you vax that thing up. Act your foolish need, need to vax that thing up. Herd immunity, want you vax that thing up.
Fool's Pharmacy in Marietta will offer free walk-up Pfizer vaccinations for Marietta City School students at Marietta High School on Friday, Superintendent Grant Rivera told parents in an email this week. Families are encouraged to complete the consent form in advance, but no advanced registration is required. The district has hosted other vaccination events in the spring and summer, which have accounted for hundreds of vaccines in the arms of students and staff. Last week, an estimate of more than 65% of the school staff had received their vaccine.
I move for a bad court thingy.
You mean a mistrial?
Yeah. That's why you're the judge and I'm the law talking guy.
The lawyer.
Right.
Hoping to clear a historic backlog of court cases generated by the pandemic and expand assistance for renters, the Cobb Board of Commissioners transferred $6.4 million in federal funds to the county's court system on Tuesday. The funds are a mix of American Rescue Plan, ARP, cash, and money from Cobb's Rental Assistance Program, also federally funded. The funds will primarily be used to support rental assistance and eviction avoidance programs within the court by increasing available staff and paying for more part-time judges so the court can hear more cases. Commissioners also gave $681,000 to Cobb Legal Aid to provide additional support in landlord-tenant legal disputes. The 4-0 vote in favor of the measure came as community activists continued to put pressure on the board to address affordable housing issues with the CDC's eviction moratorium ending at the end of the month. Another nearly $4 million in spending was approved by the board to renovate and expand Superior Court facilities. While the court resumed jury trials earlier this year for the first time since the pandemic began, social distancing requirements necessitate the trials be spread across two courtrooms, with the second set aside for the public. There's good news and bad news in the weather forecast this week. Unfortunately, the bad news is coming first. Cobb and other parts of the metro Atlanta area are expected to see near 100-degree temperatures heading into the weekend, and the humidity will make the weather feel like it's in the low to mid-100s. The hottest days will be Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, making it important to use caution when planning outdoor work or activities this weekend. Humidity, high temperatures, and low wind, as is expected this week and weekend, can be dangerous for at-risk individuals. If there's a report of poor air quality, those people should try to stay inside as much as possible, stay well hydrated, and seek shade if they have to be outside. Meanwhile, the good news is that relief from the heat is coming, with potential for rain and cloud cover expected to cool things off a bit starting Sunday. Temperatures in Cobb for Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are expected in the low 90s and mid to high 80s, with the highest chance for showers around 65% on Sunday.
Everyone loves a winner when they're in your corner. With over 40 years of experience, Johnson & Allday can help you win in a variety of scenarios. Whether it's an auto accident, slip and fall, dog bite, or anything in between, Johnson & Allday can help you win. And here's the best part. They are so confident in their detailed process that they won't charge you a dime until your recovery for an injury claim has been secured. Visit them online at johnsonallday.com or call 678-785-9595 to get started.
Engineered Solutions is your locally owned and operated commercial and residential foundation company that specializes in foundation repair, basement waterproofing, and crawl space encapsulation.
I'm consumer investigator Dale Cardwell. I've done the research already, so you don't have to.
678-ESOG now.
Cobb County's budget for the upcoming fiscal year and its 2021 millage rate were approved in a 4-0 vote by the Board of Commissioners Tuesday night. The county's property tax rate was not raised this year from its 8.46 mills, but a rise in property values spurred by a ballooning real estate market will result in an effective tax increase for many homeowners. The major feature of Chairwoman Cupid's budget is a step increase for police and firefighters, moving them up a pay level under the county's step and grade plan, and 3% merit raises for all other county employees. Cobb did not approve any raises last year, tightening its budgetary belt amid the COVID-19 pandemic. The budget also takes steps to address issues of compression among public safety workers, whereby career employees experience diminishing returns in pay compared with new hires. The rise in county revenues is required by state law to be advertised as a tax hike.
They take care of everything. Guns, permits, après hunt wine tasting.
Permits? Cushioned shooting stands, heated blinds with automatic corn feeders. Well, that's not hunting, that's shooting fish in a barrel.
Oh, they have that too.
8 months after shelving a proposal to ban the bow hunting of deer in the city of Marietta, the city council revisited the idea Tuesday night. The issue stems from incidents where injured, arrow-stricken deer have been spotted in people's yards. Councilman Johnny Walker first proposed a ban on bow hunting last year, but the issue was put on hold in November 2020 to allow city staff time to discuss it with the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, which enforces state law regulating hunting. To walk the line between the state law, which governs hunting, and reasonable use restrictions on firing weapons in Marietta, city staff crafted a wholesale rewrite of the ordinance in question. Under the current city ordinance, guns, including air guns, cannot be fired in city except at indoor ranges, in self-defense, or by law enforcement. The ordinance does not address hunting or restrict weapons such as bow and arrows or crossbows. The new ordinance borrows language from other metro Atlanta cities that have sought to tamp down hunting without violating hunting rights enshrined in state law. The new ordinance would also outlaw firing such weapons under the influence of alcohol or drugs. When you have experienced the loss of a loved one, you can trust Carmichael Funeral Home to guide you through the arrangements necessary to create a meaningful ceremony that celebrates the unique life being honored. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, our staff is committed to providing your family with the highest quality care and service in your time of need. In addition, we take pride in our responsibility to lighten your burden as you take the first steps toward healing. No matter what your choice, we believe in lives lived well. Please contact us with any questions regarding your pre-arrangement requests. At Carmichael Funeral Homes in Smyrna and Marietta, individual attention, providing support to the community, healing lives and grieving hearts, and celebrating lives well lived are our privilege to help. Contact us today or visit us online at CarmichaelFuneralHomes.com. Celebrating memories you'll always cherish. Carmichael Funeral Homes.
Are you struggling to find the right home in these tough markets? Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake of Drake Realty, with 7 offices across Metro Atlanta and 2 right here in Cobb County. The real estate market in Cobb County can be competitive. That's why you need a team on your side. My team of over 700 agents is one of the biggest in the county, and we have been turning dreams into realities for 28 years now. Next time you decide to buy or sell in Cobb, trust the team that knows the lay of the land. Visit us online at drakerealty.com.
Personal service is what sets us apart. You're not a number, but at WD Little Mortgage, they'll know you by your name. When you deal with their team, you're dealing with a member of the community, a lifetime Marietta resident. Founded by William D. Little in 1983 to help those in Marietta and Cobb with their mortgage needs. And today, W.D. Little's great niece, Mary Ansley Sutherland, leads the company. Mary Ansley and her team can help you with first mortgages, second mortgages, refinancing, or any other need you may have. Why not take advantage of historically low rates now? Pick up the phone and give her a call. Even if you have a mortgage question, her team is a reference for help. At W.D. Little Mortgage, Mary Ansley Sutherland and her team love what they do and would love to help you. Look to W.D. Little Mortgage, your hometown personal lender, just off the square in Marietta. Or call Mary Ansley today at 770-425-6267. Or visit them online at wdlittle.com. W.D. Little Mortgage, Georgia Residential Mortgage Licensee 5680. NMLS number 169055, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender. Thanks for listening to the Marietta Daily Journal podcast. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing, and be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.